This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden opened the first overseas trip of his term Wednesday with a declaration that the United States is back. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 0.44%, the S&P fell by 0.18%, the Nasdaq dropped 0.09%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist. The latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Vladimir Putin holds a summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City Court's ruling, effective immediately, prevents people associated with Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his sprawling regional network from seeking public office. Many of Navalny's allies had hoped to run for parliament. The extremism label also carries lengthy prison terms for activists who have worked with the organizations and their donors. Insurgents shot dead at least 10 Afghans working for an agency clearing landmines in an attack on their camp in the north of the country. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The Halo Trust said in a statement that an unknown armed group killed at least 10 of its Afghan staff. More than a dozen people were wounded. The agency said there were 110 workers at the camp, and an official said that most of the survivors fled to nearby villages. The Interior Ministry said the gunmen were Taliban insurgents, though the group denied involvement. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnance. Agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The Taliban frequently attack demining workers because, government officials say, the workers often help to defuse roadside bombs that insurgents have planted.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The White House has dropped Trump-era executive orders that attempted to ban the popular apps TikTok and WeChat and will conduct its own review aimed at identifying national security risks with software applications tied to China. Officials are particularly concerned about apps that collect users' personal data or have connections to the Chinese military or intelligence activities. An internal investigation has determined that the decision to use force, including pepper pellets, flashbang grenades, and officers on horseback to clear racial justice protesters from an area near the White House last year, was not influenced by then-President Donald Trump's plan to stage a photo opportunity at the spot. The demonstrators were protesting the death of George Floyd, who died after a former Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck and pinned him to the ground for nearly 9.5 minutes. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.